This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we had Rudy Giuliani yesterday on right after this news broke, and he said that if he was conducting this investigation, just the facts that was listed yesterday would preclude her from gaining any type of security clearance whatsoever moving forward. So how is it that then she's fit to be able to serve as commander-in-chief, negotiating, dealing with other countries, foreign interests, and countries that would do us harm?
Well, it's been my argument since this first broke over a year and a half ago that, in fact, this disqualifies her from being the commander-in-chief of the United States, and I hope voters will agree on that in November. Here is someone that under normal circumstances would not have the authority. If she was just an employee of the State Department, she would never again be allowed to have access, and her staff would not be allowed to have access. And there is the real potential that these staffers that worked with her at the State Department could be the people working for her now in the White House. So they need that whatever the rules are in the State Department for these violations, John Kerry needs to apply them, and I hope he will, though I'm not holding my breath, to be quite frank with you. But
we'll see what happens, but I think the hearings certainly are going to be significant as well. Now, as you heard, Senator, President Obama announcing...
Well, Senator Marco Rubio, and this is being batted about now, and I know that, Scott, some Democrats and Hillary allies are just saying, well, you know, it's just a bunch of those crazy right-wingers, you know, they're just... overreacting, they just can't take a loss. And here, on one hand, they're speaking the praises of Director Comey, and then he didn't give them the decision they wanted, so then they kick him out the door, you know, much the way they did about Justice Roberts. And I understand, you know, I understand where they're coming from and see it that way. They want to get this thing behind them because they know this is a mess. Because when you talk to people, I mean, when I have conversations with people that are pro-Hillary, and you know, it's just like you sit there and you have what, the FBI director would call a reasonable conversation. People that are in pursuit of the truth. It's tough to deny some of this stuff. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, and I know it's uncomfortable when you're caught and your hand's in the cookie jar. You don't want to hear over and over again that your hand's in the cookie jar. You just want to say, hey, look, you know, I forgave myself. They forgave me. They said my hand was kind of in the cookie jar. I wasn't really in the cookie jar. So there's really no offense here. So let's just move on. And, you know, tomorrow's another day and we'll just pick it up from there and everybody's fine. Okay. Kumbaya. But, you know, as we were talking with John Whitehead, the problem is you open the gate to, you know, speaking of computers, it's like all of a sudden you've introduced this malware into the computer system that says the rule of law has all these exceptions. So now instead of having this clear rule of law as delineated and approved by our founding fathers that we've been living by seemingly all these years, we've now said, that's all. You know, it's that was then, you know, this is now. And now we have a kind of a variant. We have the rule of law for you little peon people. And then there's the rule of law for the great people, you know, people that are just too big. You know, they're too big to jail. They're just too significant. And we really need them, right? We can't afford to have Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton in jail or anybody like that of that level of significance, right? God forbid.
And it's like you said, that they decide what rules are being applied based off of political things. Everything breaks down to a political reason. Right now,
yeah.
They want the rules to be upheld because they're the right and they're against Hillary.
It's their specific interest for the moment. But the problem is once you open it up and you got this malware operating, then it comes up and it bites you in the back end. Now you got blacks yelling about social injustice. You even have Hispanics going, "Hey, what happened to my jobs, man? I'm here legal and I've lost my jobs." And you got all this breakdown in the rule of law. And what this is going to lead to is absolute anarchy. And so, hey, this is what they're planning, ladies and gentlemen, because then if you have anarchy, guess what you're going to look to? the government. You know, hey, we need you guys. You guys got all the guns. You got all the ammo. Come in, fix this problem so we can find some peace, even if it is compromised. Ladies and gentlemen, the writing's on the wall. You got to wake up and see it for what it is. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey, hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, and if you want a chance at winning that free DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away of the movie Risen, all you got to do is drop me an email, very simply. Drop me an email. Say, hey, Martinez, put me in the hopper. I want to be in the running for it. Absolutely, we want you in the running for it. So give me an email and make sure you include your address. That way it'll make it easy. I don't have to try and track you back and send an email back. Everything's all together. So when we're ready to ship, we've got everything right there for you. How about that, huh? Wayne Allen Root is with us. It's always a pleasure to have Wayne. He's an American politician, entrepreneur, TV, radio personality. He has been out there in front, has brought the one and only Donald Trump on stage on several occasions. He was an early supporter, continues to be a staunch supporter for Donald Trump. And, you know, Wayne, well, I'll tell you, I need a breath of fresh air. I need some balance here. My brain is still on tilt and much of America as a result of this, you know, this report from the FBI.
Well, yeah, I mean, and by the way, even as the world's biggest Donald Trump backer, even I could tell you that there's some problems there for Donald Trump, and I think for Hillary, you're dealing with a criminal, and you're dealing with a whole country that's a banana republic now, that nobody knows right from wrong, nobody can punish someone who's done something wrong. Can you imagine if I jaywalked, there's a cop waiting for me? If I speed a mile over the speed limit, there's a cop waiting for me? Everything I do in business, I'm worried the government's listening, the NSA's listening, the IRS is listening, the IRS will audit me, the IRS will attack me, the IRS will prosecute me. And these people get away with anything and everything. They're criminals, meaning the Clintons and the Obamas. I've never seen anything like it, you know? The Clintons' crimes are so major. And by the way, the email scandal was literally espionage. And it's still small compared to the Clinton Foundation scandal, which is treason. And no one's doing anything about that either. The Justice Department says they'll wait 27 months to release the Clinton Foundation files. I mean, this is all insanity.
Yeah,
but
well, it's all orchestrated along with Bill Clinton, who just happened to just be waiting on the tarmac for 30 minutes for Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And it was just a happenstance kind of meeting.
Wayne,
would you wait on the tarmac for me and your plane for 30 minutes for me to show up so we could just have a happenstance meeting and talk about grandkids and golf?
Listen, there's so many things to break down that couldn't happen with you and me because you don't have a private plane and I don't have a private plane. We wouldn't have access to the tarmac. We wouldn't know the Attorney General's schedule. We wouldn't be able to get an appointment with the Attorney General. She wouldn't let us on her plane. I mean, it's all of the above. And we're not under criminal investigation. Can you imagine if we were? It's all ludicrous. And don't forget, I want everyone to just keep this in mind. This wasn't the husband of a person under criminal investigation meeting on the tarmac. This was a person himself under criminal investigation. The Clinton Foundation was very much involving Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. He himself is under criminal investigation. by justice, by the FBI, by the anyone investigating the Clinton Foundation. And he was meeting with the Attorney General. So he wasn't just putting in a good word for his wife. He was getting the fix in place for himself. The whole thing is just stinks to high heaven. And maybe, just maybe, by the way, Bill, it was a good thing because, you know, it got our side riled up and the other side on the defensive. And there's plenty of fodder here based on Comey's, you know, point-by-point indictment, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of fodder for Trump to use in ads from now through the election. So, you know, I think it gave us a boost. Unfortunately, Donald Trump goes off script, and he does things that are undisciplined, and he talks about Saddam Hussein, and he sends out Jewish stars, and the whole world goes crazy and makes something out of nothing. And suddenly that's as big a headline from the liberal biased media as Hillary's committing crimes and getting away with it.
Yeah.
So I'm a little perturbed about that, too. He should never put himself in that position. Nothing he did was that big a deal, mind you. It was all minor crap that no Democrat would ever get called on. But, you know, my question is, where's the camera when Hillary's talking? Are you telling me in her constant nonstop speeches all around the country, there's never a line that could be taken out of context that could be used to make her look foolish or to destroy her the way they take one line out of every Donald Trump speech and try and destroy him? There's nobody following Hillary in the whole world and keeping film, and there's never a line we can use? This is crazy.
Well, of course,
the media only goes after one side.
It's all biased. There's no question whatsoever. And Wang, your point, as you mentioned earlier, I think the opportunity here for conservatives and for Donald Trump is to find the higher ground on this issue. You know, and I'd say for Donald Trump specifically, other, you know, surrogates and that can go and blast her and, you know, this is all teed up, you know, as we would say in golf parlance, for anybody just to hit a 300-yard right straight down the middle, you know, drive on the fairway. It's so easy. But Donald Trump has an opportunity to hit the higher ground of this issue and what this issue is really all about. It threatens the very fiber of our constitutional republic by having a different set of laws, just like it did the impact that that her husband had back at the end of the century when he lied about Monica Lewinsky and what his actions, what his lies, all so subtle, but the impact that it had as a result of us wanting to embrace the Bill Clinton theology. It really, I think spiritually and on many levels, really messed up our country. And here we are. Now we have another Clinton going to have a major impact, I believe, on the base theology of our Constitution.
Well, look, the Clintons are proven liars. They stole the chain on the way out of the White House. But having said all that, I must admit, that's never worked against them. He became the most, you know, after Monica Lewinsky, after Whitewater, after Vince Foster's death, after everything Clinton did as president, after all the scandals and all the lies, after all Hillary's lies, after the Clinton Foundation, after the email scandal, after, by the way, a scandal no one mentions, as head of state, $6 billion in cash went missing at the State Department under Hillary and no one said a word. After all of that, nobody cares. After, how about Bill Clinton going to Orgy Island with young girls?
Yeah.
I mean, that's called, you know, rape, statutory rape.
Exactly.
All of it's disgusting, and the American people don't care. What they care about is jobs and the economy. So if I was Donald Trump, I would stick 24 hours a day. I'd still continue to call her crooked. I'd run ads talking about how crooked she is. But most of my speeches would be about the economy, the economy, the economy.
Right.
There's no reason to talk about it. No
exactly.
reason to talk about Saddam Hussein. Talk about the economy, the economy, the economy. There's plenty of stats out there to indicate that we're on the edge of an economic apocalypse, a major collapse around the world, not just in America, all due to debt levels that are unimaginable around the world. Paint the debt on Obama and Hillary. It's their debt. Let them own it.
Exactly.
So I stick to those issues and nothing else because we just don't seem to win, Bill, by talking about the corruption of the Clintons as the main issue. Never has America ever defeated either Clinton. In other words, Bill won twice, and either Obama won twice. No matter how much corruption we threw at them, they both won twice.
Mm-hmm.
So stick to the economy and don't make the corruption the main element of your campaign because obviously most people don't want to believe.
They don't care about it. Yeah, they're just shrugging over it. Hey, Wayne, just sidebar between me and you and all the other millions of people that are listening in right now. But did you think it was ironic that President Obama, when referring to Hillary, he referred to her as the Energizer Bunny? Now, I don't know if you caught that or not, but the Secret Service That is the name that they use for
Clinton's...
Donald Trump. No.
No?
For that, they use that for Clinton's girlfriend at Chappaqua.
Oh, and, right.
Yeah,
right,
and
right,
so right. When he said that, I thought, oh, irony of irony. And she's probably thinking, of all names you could have come up with, you have to use Bill's girlfriend's name. That is her code name. That is not my name.
That's
you
funny. Know, by the way, it could be Donald Trump's code name, by the way, because he conserves.
Exactly, but let's come back. We'll talk more about it.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven, based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
If you don't believe in miracles, you will after watching this film, says the insider.
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Own it July 12th on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Rated PG.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
It's a perfect song for Wayne Allen Root. I mean, he's getting ready for his birthday. You know, we got cakes, we got candles, we got all kinds of fun going on. He's dancing around the house there in Vegas. Always good to have him with us. Author of the book, The Power of Relentless, Seven Secrets to Achieving Mega Success. And you got a brand new book coming out, huh?
I do. It's called Angry White Male. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing in it that is negative or racist, by the way, in case anybody right. thinks that title suggests that. It's just my testimony. I mean, I am a male, I am white, and I'm angry, and I think I represent, you know, 100 million or so of us that are pretty angry and feel like the world is attacking us, targeting us, intimidating us, persecuting us. We're the only species left that you can be racist against and nobody cares and no one says anything. I think it's outrageous.
Yeah.
I've never said that police don't unfairly from time to time kill people who are black and white, by the way, but who are black. I've never said that some of these incidents don't involve bad policing, but I just think it's telling that every time a white cop is shot by a black person, there are no protests. Every time a white person is murdered by a black person, there are no protests. The only protests in America are when a black person is shot. And my point doesn't make that less bad, but it makes it ridiculous that there is no protest for all the blacks killing blacks in Chicago. There is no protest for white policemen shot by blacks. There's only protests when one black person, a few times a year, gets shot by a white cop. And after a while, you start to get overwhelmed and depressed and angered and worn out at how one-sided the media coverage is. And it's just irresponsible. It's biased. It's wrong. And there's just no doubt about it. Everything Obama's done for 7.5 years has been targeted at me and the middle class, which is predominantly white, 79% white according to Pew, and small business, which is 85% white according to CNBC. And it seems like every law, every regulation are all targeted at us to redistribute money to his typical voter that happens to be black or minority. And it just is overwhelming that everyone's target is me.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, it seemingly is to be directed to the black voter. Certainly, you know, that's already baked into the cake. But then you got his crony capitalists that come into play, which Peter Schweitzer wrote about in his first book, talking about all those people that bundled, you know, for his campaign.
Well,
Wayne, you and I would love that deal. I mean, $25,000 for every dollar they bundled for the president?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's so easily explainable. I want to make sure nobody thinks, oh, we'll see, you know, Bill said something exactly right, and Wayne's ignoring that. No, I didn't ignore it. It's the basis of my book. Mm-hmm. The basis of my book is, you know, the first paragraph is, you probably think this book is like an attack on blacks or minorities. No, it's not. Actually, it's an attack on white liberals, because the entire country and the entire government and the entire education system and every lawyer I know is white, and they're all liberal, and they're all guilty, and their entire life is about two things: making themselves rich and enriching themselves while the rest of us get nothing and taking it away from us. And two, because of their guilt, they want to, in general, take the money away from middle-class white people and give it to other people to assuage their guilt. So, but in the end, it always goes to them, the absolute riches. So it's kind of a combination of, I'm liberal, I'm guilty, therefore I must help all the poor minorities of the world. But, oh, by the way, I make sure I take care of myself, and I make $20 million while I get each one of you $400 a month in food stamps.
Exactly.
They want to be rich, and they want to keep you poor, but the only way to achieve both ends is to steal the money from the middle, which is predominantly white middle class. And that's what's happened to America.
And here we are. We're unraveling at the seams. We're confused. 7 out of 10 will say, Wayne, we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. Now let's get an idea of what the right track looks like, and let's fight for that cause.
Well, I think the right track is everything Donald Trump talks about. It's just that he says it so offensively, outrageously, and differently that the average person can't understand it or is shocked by it. And he says it in such a way that the media has never heard any politician say it. So they go, oh, my God, and they highlight one sentence, and he shouldn't have said that sentence maybe. But in the end, it all makes sense. I just want everybody to understand that in general, if you ask me, how do you save the American economy? Well, first of all, you dramatically cut taxes. Second of all, you dramatically cut regulations. Third of all, you have to kill Obamacare. And fourth of all, you have to build a wall. That isn't anti-Hispanic in any way, shape, or form. Building a wall, you know, I say this in media interviews all the time, though. I'm Jewish by birth. If it was Israelis coming over the Mexican border day and night, and they all wanted welfare, and they were coming over illegally, and they wanted food stamps, they wanted free health care, and they wanted free English as a second language in school, I would say build a wall. We can't let every Israeli in the world come illegally into America. That's what Donald should say. It's not an Hispanic issue. It's whoever happens to be coming over that border by the thousands per day, unaccompanied minors who are getting Obama wants to give them $18,000 a year per child. That was baked into the last budget, folks. That's $3,000 more a year than your typical Social Security recipient gets for working their whole lives and paying into the system.
Exactly.
You tell me how that makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. And look what happened with Turkey. I mean, they had to make a reasonable decision and said, look, we've got bad actors coming into the country. They're not looking to promote our nationalism and the interests of people here in Turkey. So guess what? They're building a wall.
Well, they're building a wall, but there's two sides to the ludicrous of the situation with Turkey. Number one, Turkey's building a wall. But number two, the EU has allowed Turkey in, and they're saying that you can now, without a passport, walk into any European country if you're part of the EU. And if Turkey's part of the EU, every radical Muslim in Turkey will now be able to walk into Germany, walk into Britain, walk into France with no questions asked and no passport. And I believe that's the end of Europe as we know it. It's gone. It's the end of Christianity in Europe as we know it. It's gone. It's the end of safety in Europe as we know it. It's gone. We can't allow that to be America, and Obama is so far gone as a Muslim sympathizer, and Hillary is right along with him. She wants to double the amount of Muslims brought into America, and they're not compatible. My argument isn't they're bad people. They're just not compatible with America, Christianity, capitalism, or the U.S. Constitution. That's been proven again and again and again. So I'm the only one I know other than Trump bold enough to say, this isn't just about radical Islam. It's about a lack of compatibility. They're not coming here to become like you and me. They're coming here to live under Sharia law. Studies prove it. 51% of all American Muslims right now believe the Sharia law is more important than the U.S. Constitution.
Exactly.
And 25% of American Muslims are willing to kill Americans in the name of Islam. That's a fact.
Right.
How do you allow more in who aren't even Americans? They're foreigners that have even stronger views.
Well, in any kind of business situation, Wayne, you know, even when you hire an employee, you look to see and try to discern, is this person going to add to the mission or is he going to take away? I mean, this is the most basic of considerations. Even with our immigration policy that continues to be violated, this president will say, like so many other deceptive things, that it's working out so much greater. And, you know, whether he's talking about business, and I wanted to talk to you about business particularly, because he tells us, looks straight in the camera and says, hey, we've had a great run. We've got more businesses than ever. We're more affluent. We're more successful. I've really turned this around. And you're there as a businessman. I've been a businessman most of my life as well. And it's a round peg in a square hole. Again, we've got another one of these, altering universes that the Obamas and the Clintons want us to live in.
All lies and propaganda. I'm telling all of you my testimony, and that's my book, Angry White Male, that comes out August 23rd. And by the way, shameless plug, it's available right now, pre-order at Amazon.
Okay.
You can get it right now, Angry White Male. And I'm telling you, as a small businessman my entire life, 33 years out of Columbia University, I've always, 99% of the time, I was a one-man army with no employees. 1% of the time, I had a company with 150 employees. But 99% of the time, it's just been me. That's the ultimate small businessman. I'm like Willie Loman, updated for the 21st century. I've been by myself as a salesman my entire life. The only difference is, for most of you listening, my product has always been me, Wayne Root. I'm selling me on the radio. I'm selling me on TV. I'm selling products I make. I'm selling products I represent. I'm writing books. I'm giving speeches. My product is me, but I'm a one-man army with no employees and only my family working for me. And I'm telling you that in 33 years of my adult life, I have never seen business conditions this bad. There's no one buying. There's no one selling. There's nobody loaning. There's nobody investing. There's no one doing anything. The entire American economy has come to a grinding standstill for small business. Now, you can look at stats and say, oh, according to Obama, everything's okay. Because I guess the overall numbers aren't that bad because they're all going to big business now. And that's been my argument for 7 years now under Obama, that his entire administration is aimed at welfare for poor people and rearranging the economy to help the richest of the richest of the rich who own billion-dollar multinational corporations. But you're destroying the middle class and you're destroying small business, both of which happen to be predominantly white, whether that's the reason for the attack or not. Who knows?
We're out of time, Wayne. Angry White Male is the new book. Go to Amazon.com.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day, so it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too.
In New York, I'm Lisa Minnitt.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, are you ready for the truth? I know you can handle it, okay? If we're going to get this country back on track, hey, let's start with the truth. You know, as Joe Friday used to say, just the facts, ma'am. We need all the facts and only the facts. Hey, that's what we're pursuing, and I appreciate you joining with us shoulder to shoulder and back to back as we get all hands on deck to get this country back on track. Hey, got a real treat for us right now via Skype. We're going to talk with Davey Sims. Davey, for 22 years, was a BBC producer in radio and new media. He led the BBC Northern Ireland team in Belfast until 2008. In recent years, he's been training young people in media and teaching radio production in Dublin. Now spends half the year living in Slovenia and the other half in his hometown of Hollywood. Yes, there's a Hollywood near Belfast, Northern Ireland. Davey, I will say to you, I'm on my way. I'm going to be in Southern Ireland. Maybe one day I'll make it up to Northern Ireland. I've been wanting to go, and the last time I was there, they said, probably not a good time. We'll do it next time. You know, so.
Well, you would be welcome anytime, Bill.
Well,
Belfast is a 2-hour train ride from Dublin, so it's not exactly a far away place. So do try, and I'll happily show you around.
Well, I got to tell you, everybody says it is so gorgeous, and pictures I've seen, and I go, you know, but I'm going without the wife unit this time, and I'm afraid if I go to Belfast, Northern Ireland without her, I may not, the key may not fit in the door when I come back, you know? You know, wives have a way of doing those sort of things, just letting you know that we made the wrong choice, right?
Yes, it happens. It certainly happens. But should you ever come to Belfast, I know a very good bar with an excellent whiskey menu.
Warm me up already, buddy. I can't. Oh, I'm on my way. I'm telling you. I'm looking forward to it. But, hey, I'm going to hold you to this. Scott, make sure that we preserve this so that when we go to Northern Ireland, before we go, we can dial up Davey's digits on Skype and say, hey, remember when you said we're coming out here? And I don't want to hear you're in Slovenia when I'm going to Northern Ireland, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
You would do that.
All right. Hey, let's talk about why you wanted the United Kingdom to stay in the EU.
Yeah, okay. Very happy. I'll happily talk to you about that. I'm going to give you three reasons now, but there are loads of others. And I do appreciate, Bill, I really do appreciate that those who voted to leave very often had excellent reasons to make that choice. But my three reasons are this. First of all, the EU, or the EEC as it was when we joined in 1975, it has been the most important peace-building project in the last 100 years. I mean, just this week we celebrated, no, that's entirely the wrong word, we commemorated the Battle of the Somme, which took place 100 years ago. Thousands of people died in the fields of France. 70 years ago, it was the end of the Second World War. The EU, the EEC, has built a peace-building project, and I think that's important, that nations trade with each other, not fight with each other. The second reason is, historically, the UK has benefited from being a member of the EEC and the EU. This country, where I live now, 20 years ago was a very different place, and it has benefited from funding and grants that have come from Europe. And even today, this day, there are parts of Northern Ireland which are net beneficiaries. In other words, more money goes into them from Europe than comes out and goes into Europe. So it has been a building process. And finally, I want my children to be able to work and move around the EU freely. Young people in America can move around America freely. And I want my family to be able to move around the UK freely. I live in a town about 50 miles from the Irish border. Is that going to be an international border? When I cross to go teaching in Dublin, am I going to go into, of course, it's another country, but am I going to end in a completely different place? I want that freedom. I want that freedom for everybody to go and to come. There are my three reasons, Bill.
Well, you know, first of all, in terms of peace building, that can't be denied. I mean, the facts are there. You know, and that was, I guess, the driving force of this all was the contention there in Europe. How can we bring the parties together? So if somehow we can unify these different countries in the name of peace, maybe we can get away from these wars that we've been dealing with that have been so devastating. So you have to give the EU credit for doing that. There's no doubt about it. The other aspect in terms of money flow to parts of Ireland, Northern Ireland particularly, could that not be done within the context of the UK being in control instead of some, you know, because we run into a little bit of that here in America, Davey, is that we have this nebulous thing called the government. And we say, well, it's the government's money. It's not the government's money. You know, Barack Obama, it's us. It's the taxpayers. Yeah, we put into that.
It's your money. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. If it could have been that way, why was it so bad for so long? For a very long time. One of the reasons, and I'm not saying this is the only reason by any means, but one of the contributing factors to the troubles in Northern Ireland was poverty. And one of the reasons we have peace is the work that the EU and other global organizations and the British government and the Irish government have done to create peace. So governments work in a particular way. Representatives for us, members of parliament, work in a particular way. My member of parliament, if I was in Shropshire, I would want my member of parliament to fight for me.
Yes.
If I'm in Northern Ireland, I want my member of parliament to fight for me. And Europe is done slightly differently because I will make an application to Europe for funding for a project, as an example. I did a project bringing young people from every political party in Northern Ireland together to create a network so that in 5 years' time, when they are professional politicians, they will have the telephone number of the guy they need to contact who they probably would never have met otherwise.
Exactly.
That's the small thing. These are really important small things that we'll probably miss.
Yeah, and hopefully... the baby's not thrown out with the bathwater, I would say, Dave, because I think there's been value. You've been able to experience, you know, having an outside agency. And the reason that perhaps the government, the reigning government there in Britain, was too close to see the forest or the trees. And now maybe as a result of what you've experienced in the EU, you understand where to set up the battle lines. I mean, you've got a 2-3 year transition to go through, or at least everybody else does, because Northern Ireland's not affected by this decision, right?
Which decision? The decision to leave the EU?
To leave the EU, right?
Yes, absolutely. The majority of people in Northern Ireland voted to stay within the EU, mm-hmm. as did the majority of people in Scotland. But they are directly affected because the majority of people in the UK voted to leave.
Right.
So the UK will leave. Northern Ireland is part of the UK. Scotland is part of the UK. So we are not only directly affected, we are absolutely part of the UK.
Oh, yes, exactly. Okay, yeah, absolutely. Well, and this may not be a totally fair question for you, because what we see happening in terms of what happened in Europe, boy, I'll tell you, there's some similarities here in America in terms of a nationalistic viewpoint, the issue of immigration and that sort of thing. How are people viewing in Europe, Donald Trump?
That's a really interesting and useful question, Bill. First of all, I think most people in the UK don't really care very much. I think that there are people, listen, in the interest of the objectivity and balance, I'm BBC trained, I'm looking for objectivity, I'm looking for balance.
Right.
I have today spent a long time trying to find kind words about Trump in the UK press, left and right wing. And I am yet to find or hear from someone or meet someone or read someone who has got something positive to say or who supports Donald Trump's candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
There are very serious writers who have analyzed and come to the same conclusion I think you've come to, that there is an underlying effect which is created by anger. The people are angry and they're not entirely sure what they're angry about. And that was part of the reason, I think, that some people decided to leave the EU. And I think it's part of the reason that Mr. Trump has so much incredible support.
Well, and the tough thing about anger, as we've experienced in our lives, Davey, is sometimes we can make bad choices emotionally. And, this is why I believe even in America people are cautious. We may look at Europe and say, okay, after 70 years walking away, from the EU is going to have incredible consequences. Can they make it for good? And the same thing here with America. America is due for a change. Is it going to be the right change to really move this country forward and get it back on track again? Time will tell. Davey Sims, former BBC producer in radio and new media. Thank you, Davey. Appreciate it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, shake, shake. Like you shake, shake, shake.
It's all about you, America, just the way you like it, the way you need it. It's the truth and nothing but, as best we know how, and we'll continue to pursue it no matter where it leads us. And this is why our next guest, it's like we've been joined at the hip between Chris and Tom with Judicial Watch. I'm just so grateful for all their hard work and their dedication to pursue the truth. And Chris Farrell is the Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. Chris, always good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, sir?
Great to be on. Thank you very much.
Hey, Chris, wow, you know, after yesterday's presser with James Comey, and after all the hard work that Judicial Watch had put into this, yesterday was quite an expose, wasn't it?
It was. The good news is, despite Mr. Comey's dismal failure as FBI director, Judicial Watch's litigation continues. We'll be taking the sworn deposition of Hillary Rodham Clinton as we pursue the cases that are before the court here in D.C. We have two federal judges that have granted us discovery in our litigation. We've already taken seven sworn depositions of people like Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills. We'll get Mrs. Clinton, I'm quite certain, shortly here, and we'll continue to press forward with our litigation despite Mr. Comey's incredible failure yesterday.
Well, Hillary Clinton and our president, Barack Obama, who had her on Air Force One yesterday, taking her to North Carolina, would just as soon, in typical form and fashion, say, well, that's all old news now. We're beyond that. That's a settled issue. So I'm sure that our listeners will be relieved to hear that Judicial Watch continues to fight the good fight in pursuit of the truth, because laws do matter, don't they?
They do, and really what I've gotten at initially is there's a larger question here, and that is, despite the grave danger Mrs. Clinton placed our country in, and that's been documented by Mr. Comey himself, mm-hmm. He was quite explicit. The larger question really, or I guess sort of a parallel question, is if Mr. Comey can continue as the director of the FBI. You know, it appears he's professionally compromised. Mm-hmm. He stood up yesterday in a 15-minute briefing and detailed all the elements of a crime of mishandling national defense information, which is Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Section 793F. And after he detailed the elements, he went through and gave examples, multiple examples, in really excruciating detail, down to the number of emails that were top secret, et cetera, and how Mrs. Clinton, you know, operated in really a reckless manner. And then, drew the conclusion that foreign intelligence services, hostile actors, had gotten a hold of her information. He lays all this information out, and then unbelievably, incredibly, says, no charges are appropriate. I mean, no one believes that.
Right, exactly.
He's lying. And anybody in or out of government knows that that's a falsehood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't hold water. I mean, it's not like she's an intern. I mean, this is a career politician. She's been in this business, in this profession, for over 30 years. She signed a statement when she became Secretary of State that she was to honor all this information that she was going to have privy to, and she just ignored that because it wasn't convenient for Hillary Clinton.
And, you know, even Comey said that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of the others around her should have known that an unclassified system was no place for the information they were sharing electronically and that foreign powers had obtained that information. These are Comey's words. He drew this conclusion. And, you know, a year ago, in July of 2015, this very same FBI led by Mr. Comey went after a Navy reservist in Sacramento, California, a guy named Brian Nishimura,
mm-hmm.
who pled guilty to charges of, frankly, that are a tiny fraction of what Mrs. Clinton did, according to Mr. Comey.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, now you and your listeners are supposed to choke down the public meeting at the airport in the plains between the Attorney General and President Clinton. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days later, a sweetheart voluntary interview of Mrs. Clinton at the FBI on the 4th of July weekend.
Chris, they only talked about grandkids and golf there, you know, on the plane. And then and the conversation of golf and grandkids carried over to the FBI interview.
And then 2 days after that, I'm sure Mr. Comey was very busy over the weekend examining a year's worth of transcripts. But 2 days after that, he gets up and destroys the public's faith and confidence in any notion of equal justice under the law, and makes this preposterous pronouncement that he's going to give her a pass. I mean, this is real damage. This is corrosive to the country. This harms the country.
Yeah, Chris, you hit on something that people are still, you know, they're still running into, and they quite, you know, it's like they're still in shock after this presser yesterday with James Comey. But you hit on something that's rather profound and that will have impact for a long time, in much the same way that President Clinton's testimony in the Monica Lewinsky case had on our country in terms of the moral fiber, the injury that it was subjected to, and the rule of law, and in the confidence of Main Street America in the rule of law. And, you know, and there are lots of stories like this Navy reservist where minor infractions, major, they had, major fines, a loss of, clearance, their security clearance was vacated, all this stuff. Their career was now down the tubes as a result of that. But for Hillary Clinton, after all this information that James Comey presents, you know, there's nothing. There's not even a slap on the hand, really.
No, and now, look, he is now complicit in what she's done, right?
Well,
he's identified the crime.
Yes.
You've got
the president.
He's laid
Chris,
out the explanation.
Yeah.
He's given her a pass. That means he is complicit in what she has done.
You're going to tell me President Obama is not complicit?
Of course he is.
Because he was aware she had a private email server, and I believe in earlier testimony It was noted that he was aware and warned her.
Well, he sent her 18 emails. The President of the United States sent her 18 emails. But Comey's holding himself up as Mr. Law and Justice, right? The director of the FBI. He is complicit in her conduct, and he's given her a pass. He is professionally compromised. I don't know how he continues as director of the FBI. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way people talk about James Comey of being a man of integrity and a good guy and all this good stuff, I just, if that's the case, Chris, I don't know how he slept last night.
Exactly.
You know, like you said, he has compromised his integrity. If he is that man of integrity that people speak of, this had to have been a tough deal. I mean, for him to get all twisted up and present some sort of pretzel logic. I mean, this has been form and fashion, sadly, of this administration, whether it came from, FBI Director Comey or Chief Justice John Roberts. I mean, it's of the same garment, it would seem.
We're in very grave danger when this is accepted as the new norm. This was, I was worried 2 weeks ago when the DOD announced that this transgender nonsense was now acceptable at the Department of Defense.
Exactly.
And not a single flag officer, not one general, not one admiral resigned over that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a thundering silence from leadership in the Pentagon. And now Mr. Comey went out and made this preposterous presentation yesterday, and did this yes but no and no but yes and black is white and white is black routine. And then flipped on it. I mean, it's just, I'm tongue-tied because it's flabbergasting.
Well, it absolutely is because we see the unraveling of the core values of our country, the rule of law, and many have been sounding this clarion alarm that America is in a free dive. And a free fall here, and, we're not responding, and you come out like this, and then you look for evidence to say, okay, who's willing to fall on their sword for that which is right and just, and there's nobody. I mean, it's just like Atlas Shrugged here.
Yeah.
And in the words of Hillary Clinton at this point, what does it matter? You know, and that's where we are right now, where even Democrats, 70% of the Democrats said, hey, even if she gets indicted, we're still voting for her. We don't care. You know, what does that say about our country? And the thing is that I'm not trying to make this a Democrat and Republican thing. It's just, those are the facts. But I'm saying unless we get united again and become truly the United States of America, we're in danger of losing this great American experiment. And we deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, you get exactly what you get what you deserve, frankly, in this mm-hmm. regard. And, that's why I am moving aggressively in the next few days here to really raise some painful questions about Mr. Comey's fitness to serve as director of the FBI. He's way out of bounds drawing conclusions for what a prosecutor would or wouldn't do, particularly given the evidence that he himself presented and the track record of the FBI in going after leakers.
And like you say, Chris, I think the fact that the environment has gotten to the point that this is acceptable is pretty scary. I mean, the bar has been lowered dramatically, hasn't it?
Well, Judicial Watch is going to keep doing what we've always done. So,
thank you. I cannot thank you for fighting the good fight. And, of course, we will have you on as often as we can have you on. I appreciate the time, Chris. Chris Farrell, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch, keeping us abreast of what's going on with the Hillary emails. And, unfortunately, the scandal continues. And we'll keep you up to date. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.